Occasionally, we meet people who don't fit into a regular news story, but are interesting stories themselves.
My name's Al Merrick. We're in Santa Barbara at Channel Island Surfboards, and I'm about ready to shape a board.
Al Merrick makes what surfers like to call magic boards, boards that seem to meld with the surfer. And he makes them for some of the biggest names on the waves.
My main emphasis is design and making boards for the best surfers in the world and trying to keep up with them and their imagination on waves and where they can go and try to get them there. I borrowed some money, bought a barrel of resin, a bolt of cloth, some foam, and started shaping in a garage. Went from there, grew from there, started making boards. Probably the first really world-class surfer I started shaping for was Sean Thompson, and then currently I shape for Kelly Slater, who's six-time world champion, and a host of other pro surfers and amateur surfers.
These days, the process for making surfboards begins on the computer. Then, a specific design is pre-milled by a machine. It's Merrick's job to hand-finish the polyurethane shell. Using an assortment of tools, Merrick sands and sculpts the board, running his hands across it, taking off big pieces here, making tiny adjustments there.
Surfboards are such a personal thing with surfers. They have a real close relationship with their board because they spend so much time with it, holding it and standing on it and so forth. I used to be a competitive surfer. I did pretty well. I was the West Coast champion several times. And when I first started designing and doing boards, I was able to work with what I knew and what felt good for me. And now I've gone beyond that, and I depend more on my high-caliber surfers to give me the feedback. This is just a saw, you know, just a... This is one of my few talents here, playing the saw. This is another little tool. It's just a little plane, a razor plane. It's amazing, but when you turn a board, there is so much pressure created from your body and the G-forces of the speed and the turn that the board will actually deflect and bend and come out of form. And so you want that to recover as quickly as possible, and that actually gives you some spring out of your turns. A lot of it's by feel, which just relates back to my experience, you know, because my hands, I can feel what the flow of the water is going to be like. I can feel the depths of the concaves. I can feel the contours. And I try to imagine my hands as being like water. What the surfers have always, their terminology is a magic. This is a magic board, where they jump on it and under their feet it just goes everywhere they want it to go. This is a magic board. That's what I want to hear.
Al Merrick is the owner and founder of Channel Island Surfboards in Santa Barbara, California. You can find out more about Al Merrick at our website, npr.org.